Hey, everybody. It's in the Charlie Kirk Show. Fire alarm from Alabama. Sweet home Alabama. I want you to listen carefully, and I want to hear from you. freedom@charliekirk.com. Do you agree with my assessment and my diagnosis? I want to hear from you, the audience. I trust you guys so much. If you want to become a member and not listen to ads anymore, go to members.charliekirk.com to get an advertiser-free experience. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Lots to cover. Tonight I'll be in Lubbock, Texas, but we start with a warning. A warning from the great state of Alabama. Sweet home Alabama. This is a story that has been bubbling up for the last couple of weeks, about a month and a half. You might remember a judge in Alabama came in and said that human life begins at conception. We agree with that on this program. We're 100% pro-life. And therefore, it got interpreted that IVF, otherwise known as in vitro fertilization, and the practice of fertilizing eggs using that process could be illegal if the embryos are discarded. Now, I'm going to get into the weeds on this because it's very, very important. So there was a lot of outrage, a lot of rancor, because IVF is very popular. IVF has been used now successfully 5 million times. 5 million people are alive today thanks to IVF since it has become popularized and a mainstream medical practice. Democrats seized on this. Republicans, as they traditionally are, were on their heels. They didn't know how to message on this. And last evening needs to be a warning. It's a warning that is now correlating with other data that we are seeing. Other data that is showing Joe Biden leading Donald Trump in the key states. And that does not even count their ballot chasing mechanism, their voter registration advantage, all the shenanigans. This is a wake-up call, everybody. But let's start with what we can fix. Last evening was a special election outside of Huntsville, Alabama. Great spot. Been there many times. I love Alabama. There's a special election district in Alabama's 10th state house district. This district, Donald Trump won by 1 point in 2020. In 2022, it went Republican by 7 points. So this is a red district. It is the exurbs of Huntsville. This is a local race, and it was a special election to fill a seat of someone who actually committed voter fraud, the stuff that we're told that never happens. It was an election between Democrat Marilyn Lands and Republican Teddy Powell. Now, mind you, this is very low turnout, but it's an election nevertheless. In the suburbs of Huntsville, Alabama, a district that was a 7-point Republican district went 26 points for the Democrats last evening, a 33-point swing. Marilyn Lands ran on one issue, which is IVF. She ran on a single issue that she was going to protect in vitro fertilization. And she swung a district by 33 points in what is considered to be one of the most conservative states in the country. This is a wake-up call, everybody. It's a canary in the coal mine. So let's take a step back. I'm 100% pro-life. In fact, I go into the most anti-life places on the planet, universities, and contest for the unborn, to contest for those who cannot fight for themselves. Now, there are some in the pro-life community that are against IVF. They're against it for many reasons. They say that we should not synthetically get involved in the creation of life. And some say that, you know, they do not like the discarding of embryos. And I can agree with that. We'll talk about it. But I'm going to just tell you one of many stories that I've encountered. There was a couple that I know very well, and they tried for 10 years to get pregnant. They did everything they could. And they were, is it the man's fault? Is it the woman's fault? And for anyone that has struggled with infertility, thankfully, you know, we don't have that problem. They say next to cancer, it is the hardest medical issue for an individual to go through. Now, I want to make sure this is clear, because this couple are the opposite of the pro-abortion fanatics. They're Christian. They were faithful. They were praying that God would bless them with a child. All they wanted was a family. That's all they wanted. Every night they would get on their knees and pray for a child. But for one reason or another, a genetic reason, they were not able to conceive. After 10 years, they decided to entertain the last resort, in vitro fertilization, which essentially takes the female egg, fertilizes it, and then re-implants the egg during the ovulation period with the attempt for the egg to attach to the uterine wall. And if it sticks, then the continued fertilization process is able to hopefully get through gestation and the baby can develop and be born after 40 weeks. And this couple finally, after 10 years, was able to have a child. The most pro-life Christian couple that you could find. It is the opposite of the attitude that I find from so many people that casually go into an abortion clinic and shout their abortion. These are couples that if they were graced by God to have a baby developing in the womb, they would stay away from an abortion clinic. Now, it's important to add that this Christian couple was then called by the IVF clinic. And they said, what do you want to do with those embryos? Because what happens is you create lots of embryos in the process. And in this article here, MedPage Today, it says 99% of the time when people are done with family building, they have no need for remaining embryos. They opt to have them discarded. This Christian couple said, no, we don't want them discarded. We want them donated. And those embryos were donated for other families that very well might want to go through the same process. They were not discarded. They were not destroyed. And that is my position on the IVF issue. And it's not an insignificant one. You see here in the House seat in Alabama, it can swing a Republican district by 26 points. The issue really is on the discarding of embryos. And I think a pragmatic middle-of-the-road approach is don't discard them, have them donated, or have them stored for potential for future use. That if we believe life begins at conception, don't smash them. Don't throw them away. You can have them frozen. I think that is a appropriate, pragmatic middle ground. But what a shame it would be if all of a sudden we have an underwhelming election this November because we cannot get our act together on an issue that 80 to 90% of the people are of this country are in enthusiastic support of IVF. Alabama, you would think, is a place that Republicans can dominate regardless of that. If Democrats can swing a district in Alabama by 26 points, albeit low voter turnout, what could they do in Arizona? What could they do in Georgia? What can they do in Michigan? What can they do in Wisconsin? Imagine we have the entire civilization hanging in the balance. The border is open. Our currency is becoming worth less every single day. They're transing our kids. We have an illegitimate regime that is using the deep state bureaucracy to go after patriotic Americans. We are borrowing $1 trillion every 100 days. And what a tragedy it would be that we fall short in an election because we can't get our act together on an issue of life. We're going to talk more about this, but this is just the beginning of the fire alarm from the great state of Alabama. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. We're all getting the sense that we're being lied to. Well, that's because we are. Suspicious events are unfolding. Even worse, it's hard to believe what anyone has to say about it. And we all know the mainstream media has their own agenda. That's why you need to trust your gut and take action. It's time to prepare. Get started at MyPatriotSupply.com. Load up on 3-month emergency food kits packed with ready hour foods from My Patriot Supply. You will save $200 per kit. These kits provide over 2,000 calories every day. Serving over 3 million families since 2008, My Patriot Supply is equipped to help yours achieve self-reliance. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on as many kits as you need from My Patriot Supply. They ship fast and free and arrive in unmarked boxes. Order by 3 p.m. and your order will ship the same day. Save $200 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. That is MyPatriotSupply.com. They ship fast and free and arrive in unmarked boxes. Order by 3 p.m. today. They're a wonderful, wonderful product, so check it out right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. It might seem like, oh, a fringe issue, but you have to understand the Democrats, they are raising billions of dollars to micro-target advertisements to swing voters saying, oh, Republicans are going to try to outlaw IVF. They're going to try to outlaw female choices. They're going to try and get rid of the ability to have children. And it works. The power of propaganda is real. Do not underestimate the power of propaganda. The bloodbath hoax. Donald Trump goes up. He's talking about the auto industry. You know, 40% of the American people, when polled afterwards, thought that Donald Trump was talking about an actual bloodbath of physical confrontation, like a civil war, what he was talking about. 40%, that is according to Rasmussen. So don't underestimate. And by the way, that they did not even really get the full machine going with that. That was just kind of a little bit of a test run. Wait till they run advertisements, micro-targeted campaigns, get the celebrities. The Democrats see this and they plan and, oh, they plot. We don't do any of it. Our side is disorganized. Our side is chaotic. Our side is fighting. In fact, late last evening on a group chat, I was attacked by a pro-life leader for even suggesting that IVF could be used for potential good, that certain Christian families could use IVF in an ethical and biblical way. He said, oh, no, that's nonsense. We have to outlaw it. I said that. So let's just be very clear on this. I think my pro-life credentials are pretty good. It's not a competition, but I go and speak at pro-life banquets across the country. I try to never charge those types of banquets. We just did Preborn, who are great partners of this program. We significantly give financial resources to pro-life organizations. And most importantly, I go into the weeds where that position is not popular and I contest for the unborn. So I think my pro-life credentials are rock solid. I went on the Whatever podcast, and it turned into like a one-hour conversation on just abortion because I'm pro-life and I believe it. Here's a reality, though, is that a lot of people that are in the pro-life advocacy world, not all of them, you got some great people out there. You got Lila Rose, you got Seth Gruber, you got Kristen Hawkins. I love all of them. They're terrific. They're friends. But other ones, they're very wary of getting involved in politics. And they say, I don't care about politics. And let's just be honest, if you don't win, you're never going to get anything pro-life done. You're not going to be able to get any laws, any adjustments in public policy. So you need to win elections. You need to win elections. If you don't win, then you're nothing more than a rancorous fringe that hopes things get better. And not to mention all the other issues that are pro-life issues. Parental notification, strong families. The trans issue is increasingly a pro-life issue. And if you don't have political power, you're not able to get any policies done that might advance how you want to see the world. So you have to win elections. And you need to make sure the Republican Party itself remains pro-life. I mentioned both of these things, but there are some Republicans, and again, I get it from both sides, and that's how you know that you're over the target. There's other people, I would say more in the donor class, that are saying, Charlie, you got to drop the abortion issue. Stop talking about it. You know, we've lost some donors, some serious. And by the way, the Lord has blessed us significantly tenfold. We've made up for it beyond the belief. They say, if you ever talk about abortion again, I'm done. I'm not giving you money. I said, well, I am going to talk about it. It's a personal issue for me. I care about it morally. I talk about other things too, but I'm not going to stray away from it because I want to make sure that the Republican Party remains a pro-life party. There's other people that say that it's the only thing we should talk about, and anything short of the most firm position is just capitulation. But here's the reality, and you have to tackle this head on. And I'm telling you, this Alabama thing is a warning shot. You go from an R+7 district to a D+26 district in the suburbs of Huntsville, Alabama, in a special election. Woo. If we go into this election as a party demanding unreasonable restrictions on IVF, or immediately saying that we want a national ban on abortion, which we don't even have the votes for, polling indicates that we will lose. Let me repeat. If this election is a referendum on IVF or a national abortion ban, we will lose. That doesn't save any babies, by the way. It is never good for the cause to intentionally lose. Nowhere in the Bible does it say you should be a kamikaze pilot. Wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove, our Lord and Savior said. I'm in the business of saving all lives, but you need political power to do that right now in America. So how is that best done? You got to win. And we have a consensus that is building in this country. The globalists are making it very clear that another pandemic could be just around the corner. They want us to live in fear, to be willing to sacrifice our freedoms. It doesn't have to be this way. You need to be prepared, not scared. That's why you need the Wellness Company. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. Their medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. I can 100% endorse this company. They are amazing. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to help keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to twc.health/Charlie. That is twc.health/Charlie. Enter promo code Charlie for 10% off. The Wellness Company. They are licensed doctors and medical professionals you can trust. Again, that's twc.health/Charlie. Promo code Charlie for 10% off. See site for details. Prescription may be required. I do want to read this email here from one of our listeners. Susie says, Charlie, my granddaughter is an IVF baby. I can't imagine life without her. My daughter tried for 6 years to get pregnant. I'm obviously in support of IVF. Sadly, the subject of abortion will never make anyone 100% happy. This is a war that can't be won. Okay. Thank you, Susie, very much. So let's get into this recent polling. Bloomberg Morning Consult poll. Trump up 7 in Georgia. Trump up 5 in Arizona. Trump up 2 in Nevada. Pennsylvania, Biden and Trump tied. Michigan, Biden and Trump tied. Wisconsin, Biden up 1. Now, you got to be careful about polls. You have to look at the trend more than anything else. But this, if this polling is true, Joe Biden will win another term. This is not enough electoral votes. If you give the ties to Biden, which they're crooks, they're going to go find enough ballots to get him across the board. And I can tell you right now in Arizona, they're running Joe Biden ads like crazy. I have not seen a Donald Trump advertisement anywhere. Ruben Gallego is running ads like wild here in Arizona. News media seems to be saying that Trump's lead has narrowed in certain swing states. You have to understand that this thing is within the margin of error. This thing is right in the place that is going to deter. It's right there. The question is, are we building infrastructure and are we playing offense on the issues that are going to matter the most? What do we want this election to be about? We want it to be about the future of the country. We want it to be about the nation state. We want it to be about a restoration of the Constitution, about the border. We want it to be about higher gas prices, higher grocery prices, borrowing $1 trillion every 100 days. The Democrats want this to be about abortion. They want this to be about IVF. They want this to be about democracy, otherwise known as oligarchy. Every time you hear democracy, replace it with the word oligarchy. But there's some good news here. Arizona, Trump up 5. And by the way, right now, as I am doing this broadcast, we have our first class of ballot chasers that are being onboarded and trained today on campus at Turning Point Action. And this is the first class of Phoenix metro area ballot chasers. They're happening right now. What do we want this election to be about? When we cannot allow the Democrats to set the tone and to set the terms of engagement. This is a winnable polling map. Now, again, the polls are going to go up. They're going to go down. They're going to go up. It is a turnout game. It is going to turn into who has the superior machinery. And right now, the Democrats have thousands of full-time people dedicated to relational organizing that are going to be able to go house by house, person by person, and ballot chase. And they will micro-target millions of women on the abortion issue, on the women's rights issue. The trend should be that we blow these cockroaches out of the water in November. We don't have a border. National confidence is going to an all-time low. They are literally giving cash, debit cards to foreigners. This alone should just be run in his advertisement. Donald Trump should run this as a 28-second ad at the end, say, I'm Donald Trump. Vote for me. Play cut 52.
City moving ahead with a plan to give migrants debit cards loaded with cash to buy food and baby supplies.
We did obtain some images of what these cards will look like. You can see them on your screen there. They'll be loaded weekly with about $350 for a family of four with two young children under the age of five. The city says in working with the New Jersey-based vendor called Mokify, the cards will only be able to be used at bodegas and grocery stores and only will be able to use to buy food and baby supplies. Critics of the migrant response and of this particular plan have raised concerns about the potential for this to be rife with fraud and waste and abuse.
How about the moral question? Why do foreigners get cash? Do you know what foreigners should get in New York? They should get a plane ride back to Guatemala City. They shouldn't get cash. You get to fly coach back to Honduras, back to the country of origin. This should be an election where the table is advantage Republicans. And by the way, there's been a lot of good news this week. This RFK thing in Oakland is remarkable. They got some sort of, I don't know what to call him, shaman doing some sort of thing at the RFK announcement. I will say this. If it was not for RFK running as a third-party candidate, we would be in a very difficult spot. Cornel West, Jill Stein, RFK, other options are going to hopefully have some breakage within the Democrat machine. At the RFK presidential announcement, they started yesterday with a land acknowledgement of the Mukimwa Ohlone Indian tribe. Now, understand, these land acknowledgements are basically saying America is an invalid country. RFK is taking a rapidly left turn. And recent polling shows that RFK takes 70% voters from Democrat, 30% voters from Trump. Play cut 54 of RFK's Shaman. You got to wonder what he's summoning. So land acknowledgments, that's his far left wing, academic, anti-Western civilization, anti-America that you get. I listened very carefully to the RFK speech. He's trying to thread the needle between left and right, but he picked this. Might as well pick Nicole Wallace or Rachel Maddow, this divorcee of Sergey Brin, Nicole Shanahan. She is Marxist, funding George Gascon, funding all the Democrat left-wing forces you can imagine. But this thing right now, the state of the election, I just want to say there is far too much cockiness. I think we have to suspend all conversations, and I got to do a better job of this. Oh, Charlie, I want this, you know, job in the White House. I want this job in the White House. I mean, it's fun to talk about at times, you know, Devin Nunes, chief of staff. You got to win. And if I was a Democrat, I would feel really good about this right now. The RFK thing is a huge problem. He better have Secret Service protection, by the way. But this polling data, if I was Joe Biden and I got this polling data, I would say, we're going to get another term. Why do I say that? Because they're able to squeeze an extra 3 to 4% out with their fraudulent, dark arts operation of ballot chasing, ballot collecting, ballot harvesting, relaxed signature verification. And so, okay, Trump wins Georgia. Trump wins Arizona. Trump wins North Carolina. That's not enough. And understand, this is why I started the hour the way I did. They will do an abortion and IVF blitz later in the year that will swing the polls. They are building up to it. This Alabama thing, they got this news that you could swing a Republican district 33 points, and they are already putting together the advertisements. They're putting together the attack vectors. They're putting together the try to put us on defense. We have to put them on defense, but we don't think that way as Republicans. We got to get the RNC finally has new leadership, but we got to start to put together the tribes. We got to get an election plan together. They've gamed this out to a T. And mind you, again, this was not a good week for them for the destabilization of Trump. They had a bad week there. They had a bad week to take Trump out. Trump is richer. Trump won on the bond issue. Trump is going to win in the courts. This RFK picking the left winger thing, it is a bad, bad message for the Democrats there. But these numbers, again, you might say, oh, I don't believe the polling. Okay, I mean, but the trend is legit. They're running lots of ads. They're fear-mongering against Republicans. It's what they do. And they're better at politics than we are. It's just a fact. They're better at politics. They're better at the game called democracy. So what is one to do? Number one, we got to figure out the abortion and the IVF thing very quickly. You got to figure it out. You got to figure out how you're going to message on it and put them on defense on that very issue, that they are the administrators of late-term abortion, that they are the practitioners of the most graphic, unregulated third trimester massacres. Don't take the usual bait. Play offense. In these Republicans that run for office, many of them, they've never really dealt in media communications narrative. And then we have to play offense on them on the core issues. Every day we should be saying Lake and Riley's name. Every day we should be talking about how illegals, by the way, another illegal just killed someone in Michigan. We don't have a border. We don't have a country. But I don't know how I could say this so clearly and more clearly. If we don't figure this out, we're going to have a disappointing election season. We're going to have all these trends and these big crowds and all this. And we just might lose and fall short. And by the way, we still haven't secured our elections. You can add that to the list. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They are the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen-size set of $59.98, king-size for just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times. I want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425. Use promo code Kirk. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size for just $59.98 and king size for just $69.98. You also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Typically, I would not talk about rappers getting arrested because it seems that happens quite often. But this is a big one. So there's an individual by the name of Sean Combs. Well, not arrested, but he got raided. But didn't somebody get arrested? But it seems as if he's on the verge. Okay. So his name is Sean Combs, otherwise known as P. Diddy. His kids were seen in handcuffs. Okay, so I'm not totally hallucinating. He's been one of the most influential people in the hip-hop world going back to the 90s. He's estimated to be worth more than $1 billion. Now, Mr. Diddy has been a long subject of controversy and criminal inquiry, facing accusations of gun possessions, grooming, and sex trafficking, among other things. He's been in multiple shooting incidents in 1999 and 2002. There's even rumors, unsubstantiated, that he was involved in the murder of Tupac Shakur. But whatever the rumors and allegations, he's always beaten the rap. He's always used to creepily hang out with Justin Bieber when Bieber was a teen. Anyway, more recently, Diddy was sued a month ago by Rodney Lil Rod Jones, a producer on his most recent album, who says Diddy sexually harassed and drugged and threatened him while they traveled and lived together during September 22 and November 23. The suit also alleges that Combs is part of a RICO enterprise and that he and others are involved, this is where it gets interesting, in a sex trafficking venture. Jones says that those who assisted in, quote, Combs' sex trafficking venture were rewarded with, quote, affiliation access to Mr. Combs' popularity. So this week, several of Diddy's homes were raided by the Department of Homeland Security in a trafficking investigation. To me, that's all whatever. I mean, it's just some rapper. Okay, not a huge surprise. But it's interesting because Diddy might have the potential to be a new version of Jeffrey Epstein, with lots of people implicated in his behavior. So Diddy had these freakout parties, as reported even by Jesse Waters, was attended by high-profile celebrities, athletes, politicians, and sponsored by some of the biggest names in the music industry. These parties allegedly had sex workers, drugs, and underage girls. Now, according to the lawsuit, this is where it gets very interesting. He has hundreds of hidden cameras in every room, meaning he would have had footage of every person who attended his parties and what they did there. He has ties to Jennifer Lopez, Prince Harry, 50 Cent. Old videos are starting to go viral of rapper 50 Cent warning people about Diddy for years. There's pictures and videos of Diddy with Obama, Hillary, LeBron, Bieber, Jay-Z, and Beyonce, and so many others. Is it possible that P. Diddy has the same, let's say, operation that Jeffrey Epstein had? And we're trying to find explanations as to why people like Ken Buck and Mike Gallagher are resigning early. And I'm not saying that Mike Gallagher and Ken Buck went down to P. Diddy's rapper freakout party. It's not exactly fit the mold. But it does connect some dots. We know that the intel agencies like to use honeypot operations. We know that the intel agencies use people like Jeffrey Epstein as let's just say, a compromised individual who can then use all the information as leverage. Maybe P. Diddy has footage of Barack Obama doing something he shouldn't have been doing. Maybe he has footage of LeBron James, of Justin Bieber, of Jay-Z, of Beyonce, of finance moguls. I guess it goes without saying, P. Diddy didn't kill himself. The internet is going crazy with rumors. But the rumor that makes the most sense with the cameras and with the high-level people that have been involved in his operation is that P. Diddy is yet another example that there is a high society blackmail network where they lure you in to do things that you think are private that actually get captured, gets cataloged, and gets used against you if you ever dare step out of line. Why they're going after P. Diddy now? The answer to that is the same. Is the question I would say is, why did they go after Jeffrey Epstein when they went after Jeffrey Epstein? It seems more and more that this is an influence peddling and blackmail operation that was intended to enrich, empower, and insulate P. Diddy and potentially give information and leverage back to whoever is managing and handling P. Diddy. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.